Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am so thrilled to be bringing today's guest to our business spotlight. Dawn McCarthy is a beauty and lifestyle advisor from Los Angeles who for the first time is bringing fabulous product tips and finds directly to you. Dawn's Corner launched in September of 2015 following a really successful column, Dawn Shopping Corner, which was featured in regional magazines through Southern California. In addition, over 10 years ago, Dawn connected and started working with many public relations firms providing on-air television segments on a monthly basis, which showcased and promotes the fabulous products for everybody to see, follow, and connect with. Dawn has featured a few thousand products on television, print, and in magazines. In 2019, she featured over 350 products on television. One of the things, useful information from what is best for your pets to what celebrities are receiving at the Oscars and Emmys and everything in between for travel, beauty, fashion, food, fitness, baby, and tech gadgets. After being named the go-to girl for all types of products for any occasion, and seen on every major network and cities across the U.S., Dawn is inspired to keep you updated on products and trends for a healthy, simple lifestyle. Really, what makes her different than any other expert advisors is that every year, Dawn physically attends the industry events, shows, and product expos. Dawn doesn't only cover what you see in the news or everyday commercials. She has always been at the forefront of what is in and now and loves connecting with business owners, public relations firms, budding entrepreneurs, and that stay-at-home mom who just created the ultimate product that makes you think, why didn't I think of that? She only works with products that she would personally recommend to make sure that she physically tests and tries each one, because she wants Dawn's Corner to reflect her personal taste and style, showcasing great products that she comes across and introducing all of us to brands we might have never heard of before. Now working with entrepreneurs, getting them ready for their on-air appearances, which right now is very Skype or Zoom interview based, and she reaches out any way she can. Our world is a big place. And she welcomes you to hang out at Dawn's Corner for a little while. So with all that being said, Dawn, I am so excited to have you here on Word of Mom Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dori, for having me. I love that intro.
You know, you're doing great stuff. You really are. And, you know, I get to personally say that I was on one of Dawn's segments. And it's why I'm so thrilled to bring her here, because as these mompreneurs that are listening to this show and businesswomen that are creating these products, and how do you get them out there? It's not only that you're doing these segments, but you are working with women to be able to get everything together, because there's so much that goes into this that we don't really know. So, you know, share the journey with us, Dawn, and let us know how you have come to do what you're doing.
Well, I've been blessed for the past 10 years to be on air and getting to work with PR firms across the United States and actually across the globe in Australia, the UK, and beyond. But where I find a lot of my pure joy is actually which I'm so excited that we're back to this year, is going back in person to expos and events. So I'd go to everything from Expo West here in California in Anaheim, that literally I think had over 3 pavilions of the most food and drinks that you could ever come across and things you've never heard of in drinks, to I'm back at Cosmoprof in Las Vegas this year, the International Beauty Show. One of my top favorite shows to go to, because I personally love to travel, is the International Travel Goods Show, where you come with along and get to meet all the latest in luggage that you can use to push forward. I was the first one to feature it on TV that there's an actual piece of luggage out that you can push forward instead of pulling behind you, and all the gadgets to make travel easy. I obviously love beauty. And I'm all about lifestyle products, because I think in our everyday life, we're always coming across things to make our life easier. There's so many great entrepreneurs out there. And I'm a dog mom, so I also get to feature a lot of dog products, and I love educating people on it. I have a Instagram for my dog called First Time Fur Mom. I figure there's a lot of us out there that didn't have children. So kind of, you know, that's how I'm a mom. I'm a fur mom.
You know, I'm going to say, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, being a fur mom is a lot harder than being a mom, because my children, it still catches in my throat, you know, are now 33, 31, and 28. They're on their own. They're doing their thing. My middle son has dogs that even his oldest dog, who's 11, it's a perpetual two-year-old. They are more responsibility. It's harder work. So
it is.
But still, all of that. And all of the traveling, how for you did COVID, what kind of pivots did you have to do?
You know, COVID actually, I was blessed in a lot of ways because TV rose to the top of everybody's radar. Everybody was sitting at home. Everybody was watching TV. They were home listening to podcasts. It all became about learning and seeing how much information. The real pivot for me was coming from being on TV to also becoming a producer, becoming an editor, becoming a filmmaker, becoming all these other, and a lighting expert that I had to learn which ring light is the best, which other lighting can you have, how different webcams, like if you move slightly to the right or to the left, which I had no idea, if it's not lit properly, you'll go in and out and fade in and out. I did some TV segments where I have to tell you, it didn't look that great sometimes. It was a definite learning curve. You know, everyone thought, oh, it must be so nice working from home. It had its advantages because you didn't have to go to an airport. But actually during COVID, another friend of mine that does TV has a home up in Utah, and we actually built a studio in her basement because the homes there are so much bigger, like in back east where they all have basements. So we actually took a portion of her basement and just lit it up like it was a studio, so we could kind of always bring in different backdrops and props, because I'm actually known for being on TV forever. It's probably almost bringing too many things, because I love to frame a product like it's an actual picture on Instagram. So I really do my best and kind of am known for bringing a lot of different props and things to really make it feel whatever that moment is, that you can look at my segment and go, oh my gosh, that must be Father's Day. Oh my gosh, that must be Christmas. Oh, that must be, you know, Santa Paws time, because I see a lot of stuffed dogs. So I really put a lot into the decor of my tables and the settings up and things like that. So it was really nice to still kind of be able to do that, because as you know, at a home, sometimes you're only stuck to a corner, you know, with a bookcase or something like that, that may not be as appealing.
It's amazing how you get to learn all the other things that go into it. You know, the difference of going into a studio and you do your thing and then they do their thing. It gives you a whole new appreciation. On the flip side, it also makes you realize, wow, I could do a lot.
It does. It empowers you. It empowers us that even an old dog can learn new tricks, I like to say. So, I learned a lot of great little tips and tricks on, you know, personal lighting and things that I was actually fortunate with one of the studios I work with, that I've actually been in studio still for the past 6 to 7 months, but still for the majority of the segments, I've been Zooming in, StreamYarding in, or Skyping in, which again has been a process learning with the delay, just like a podcast, you know, that you kind of have in that waiting of the few minutes, whereas live TV it's boom, 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 boom. You can go right through it and, you know, you're in and you're out. So it's been a process, something I'm, you know, grateful for learning how to do, but I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely one of those people that I'm not going to be sad when I have to go back in a little bit more. I'm done picking up furniture, moving things and doing all those other things.
You know, it gives you, again, a whole new appreciation for all of the back end work that goes into things. You know, here on Word of Mom, we have our other hosts and we do a Moms After Dark where we're live. And I'm just Roz in the background. I'm there, you know, screening who's calling in and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And it's so much easier. You know, we used to always do the show live. Being an internet show, you are beholden to the weather. You really are.
Yes.
If it's a nasty day, guests got cut out, I got cut out, everything else. So that's why we went into recording. Oh my gosh, there's so much more involved when you're doing a show that isn't live. Live, hey, you're umming your way through the show. What can I tell you, man? There's nothing I can do about it.
But absolutely.
But I have to say, and again, it's why I've wanted to get you on this show. You have so much knowledge. Your expertise, you have been so free in sharing. So I really want to delve in, and we'll probably wind up taking a commercial break in this conversation. How, as a mompreneur, as an entrepreneur, you've got a product. How do you make that a product that is attractive for someone like you to want to pick up and add into a segment? What can you do to attract that kind of attention?
Well, I've been lucky enough being on TV, and I do have to tell you, after an appearance on TV, whether it's in LA or whether it's in Houston or whether it's in New York, wherever it is, you tend to get a lot of calls from people wanting to then have their products featured on TV. And it opens up a great conversation for me to have to see if there, you know, a lot of companies that do a startup don't have money to be able to hire a PR firm, let's face it, that can start at anywhere between, you know, $1,500 to $50,000 a month, depending on what they're, you know, looking forward to looking to do. So for me in particular, I guess I'm also considered an influencer. So I think it's great if you're a mompreneur to kind of, you know, watch your local regional station, see if there's anybody on them that you really like. Or like you said, listen to podcasts, see what type of guests they're interviewing. See if they're a fit for you and your type of product. And what I also like to try to tell people that are looking for people to work with their products, really do your research on them. My website, domscorner.com, literally is updated weekly and monthly with 20 some plus new products every month. I have shows airing at least 4 to 6 a month. So there's always a new show for you to watch on my website, or whether it's on YouTube or whether it's my social media. So I think it's also good. I think a lot of people, when they're looking for somebody to work with, they don't do enough research on that person to really see how long that they've been around. I'd like to kind of talk about this one beauty client I worked with a little while ago. And this one beauty client was really for women between 40 and 70. You know, people, moms that were at home, people that had a little bit more money. It wasn't the girl that was looking for a $4 lipstick. You know, it was somebody that knew skincare ingredients, knew beauty products and things like that. And, you know, they went out and hired a very huge YouTube sensation. You know, they paid her a lot of money to talk about her products because she was the number one person, because everyone wants to go with the number one person. And they came to find out that they literally wasted thousands of dollars. They didn't receive any sales because that person's real target audience, had they really done their research, was really even younger than millennials. I mean, this was a girl that basically was pitching products under $15, drugstore buys, and it didn't really align with this beauty line. So I think whether it's in the food space, the dog space, the lifestyle space, really finding somebody that you personally connect with and that will listen to your story, will talk with you, will work with you, I think is really, really important. I think that there's a lot of fluff and circumstance out there. You know, everybody, you pay this, you can be on TV. Absolutely. I'll be the first one to tell you, if you've got money in the bank and you want to be on TV, you can be on TV. But you want to work with somebody that has been doing this for many years. Like I said, I've been on TV for over a decade. When a segment comes to you and you have a 5-minute segment, and so you're all excited and you have all these talking points to talk about the products, but at last minute, there's breaking news and a fire is starting in the hills and your segment gets cut from 5 minutes to 3.5 minutes. Can you get it done? Can you still make it happen? Can you still get out all the information that has to be said? There's a ton of people in the YouTube world, like I said, that are fabulous. They'll want to try to convert to doing TV segments and they're amazing on their YouTube channel. I subscribe to them. I do whatever I can, but it doesn't transfer over to TV because on YouTube, a podcast, you can kind of have as much time in many ways that you want to have. You know, when it comes to TV, they're very strict. They have certain parameters that it's a 3-minute, 3.5, 5-minute, 2.5 segment, and you've got to get all the information out. So if you're not comfortable in doing that, you know, you definitely look to other people like myself that have been on air for many years to kind of coach you through the process and help you out. And it's not just a one and done, you know, being featured on TV, as we and you have talked about, you know, people think too that, oh, I'm on the Today Show, I'm on Oprah, I'm on these things, you know, my business is going to blow up. And Shark Tank is a perfect example of that. Yes, it is. For the first 3 to 6 months, you know, you're the it child, you're the it product. Everybody wants you. But it's everything that you did before and what you need to do after that really counts. I work with a ton of Shark Tank brands that have been on TV, but after that initial, you know, woo-woo and everything ends, then, you know, that's when the real work starts. So these shows aren't about making you a success story. They always talked about the Oprah effect. I had a friend in Oprah's magazine. She bought more products. She was featured. Her product was selling out. After 6 months, she was stuck with thousands of pieces of product that she couldn't afford to do anything anymore with, and to take an ad out in Oprah where she got all of her press, started at over $35,000. It's just something to kind of think about. You always want to look to experts in their field, just like you wouldn't work on your own car if you didn't know how to change the oil. You know, you want to look to influencers. And I even call myself an advisor. I dropped the term expert because everyone went on TV and everyone became an expert. I kind of just advise people on what I feel is truly a great product that I've tried and tested that I think works, has quality ingredients. And I'm, you know, very fortunate that I don't have to feature products that I don't like or I don't feel are a fit. And I've had to turn many brands away that really aren't a fit for a lot of the topics I do.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high-quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4444. 4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Dawn McCarthy from dawnscorner.com. I want to go back to what you were saying about influencers, because I was just talking to somebody the other day about it. And I said, yeah, you know, it's really attractive. You want to get that person that's got 100 million followers, 25, you know, a million this, blah. No. Find yourself an influencer that maybe is talking to 5,000 people that are in your space, because it's hashtagging. If you just keep hashtagging the most popular hashtags, how do you think people are going to find you? There are millions of people looking at this hashtag. But if you rise to the top of, say, 100 people a day are looking at this hashtag, 100 people a day, do the math. That's how you start to get noticed. You know, so it is so important to find a place like this where you are doing things on a regional level that opens you up to a national level. You know, people want to start at the top, and you don't realize, like, you know, there are steps for a reason. There are things that you do for a reason. So in all of the different products that you have done and segments you've done, what for you is really the product that get you the most excited?
I think it's the products that do double duty. I love a product that can do something more than just one thing. So when I try to work with a lot of entrepreneurs, let's say in the skincare world or something like that, you know, I want to know what else this product can do. I know it has fabulous ingredients. People like to travel and go places. So when you're traveling, you don't want to have to bring an array of 50,000 products to do stuff. So that's kind of one of my top things that I like when a product can be used for double duty. And it can be something as simple as, you know, a spray that cleans your glasses, but it can also clean your iPhone. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anything outrageous or so weird. Sometimes some of the simplest things are the best things. And I think it's great to talk about products that people use on an everyday basis. And then you can also have those spotlights of segments. Like, I like to do things where you can have something for the dad that has everything, but you're also going to do something for, let's say, the dog dad, that it could be spray that I recently featured, because it really helps make the carpets and the couches and everything smell good. And it's an everyday product that is actually useful and that you use. Recently, I, you know, like everyone, watch TikTok videos and do all stuff like that. And I saw that one of the products I featured on TV, it was a Dawn's, you know, spray and wash. You can just basically, you know, spray it, wipe it down, and it works great on your dishes. Well, this gentleman took it out and used it on his car wheels. And I was like, who would have thought? So I like fun things like that, when you can kind of come up with ways too that your product can be useful in another way. I think people really love that. Not only can it be used, let's say I use a body makeup on TV. Well, I can use a little of that and combine it with my current tinted moisturizer, and it gives me that same effect. Even though it's for body, it's not harmful for the face. So I like being able to use products that can do kind of double duty. And you are right about influencers. Actually, micro influencers have had a huge success lately. And even TV, you know, people always ask me, and you and I have been very clear. People go, oh, I was on TV. How many products did you sell? What did you do? What did you get? Well, if you're just introducing a product for a first time, that's why people's products on QVC and these other places have always done so well. It's just an introduction. And right now with TV, it's a visual medium. And people right now, let's face it, they want to just push a button and watch something. They don't want to read about it. So it's a great, great tool to have in your arsenal and on your website, as seen on ABC, NBC, CBS, or with somebody that has credibility that's been on TV for a decade. I'd love to give people tips for being on TV. Two of the things that I really love and try to subscribe to is I normally try to always wear, like if anybody else is out there and they really do want to be on TV, I always say stick to a solid color. You'll see most newscasters on TV in solid colors, and there's a reason. You don't want to conflict with the products that you're featuring. One of the things that I personally do, because I'm short, I've had to stand on Apple boxes sometimes at some studios because I'm only 5'2". And for whatever reason, it seems like most of my co-anchors are 5'10 and above. You know, the ones that are, you know, tiny are still so much taller than I am. And so for a lot of my segments, I've also created boards behind what I'm doing. Again, to frame that product shot when it does have that 3 to 5 seconds on air and the camera zooming in into that Instagrammable moment. I also find that for a lot of people, and I think you guys are all going to start seeing it now, when a lot of products are being featured on TV, if there's nothing really behind the products that you're featuring, sometimes you're actually really looking at the person's crotch, and you really don't want to do that, or where their, you know, belt is, or where their belly of their body. So I put a lot of thought and preparation into all the products that I feature and work with. A lot of my segments definitely have a diversification unless I'm doing something specific, like in the end of August, first part of September, I'll be attending Cosmoprof North America in Las Vegas. So I'll probably do a beauty segment, but most of my segments will have something for everyone in them, you know, something for the family, the kids, the dog. I like diversification in things that I do.
You know, it's funny, as you were saying about products that have dual things, you know, we featured our stadium bags. We featured stadiumbags.com with you. And it's so funny because we run our commercial and it's like, don't let the name fool you. They're
yep.
not just for sports fans. You know, I have people who use them, our mini backpack. I've had so many people that use that as a diaper bag.
Oh, beach bag too.
That, exactly. Beach bags, your pocketbook for just, especially now that things are opening up again and wanting to be able to keep your stuff safe. You know, one of the things way back when I designed a bag for IBM because they needed things for their clean rooms where they could bring in their laptops and clean the bags and the cleaning solvent wouldn't corrode the bags. All these different things. Like when we designed them and you could use your tablet through them. I don't want to use my tablet. I want people to see my tablet. Now it's like, oh, I can use my tablet through the bag. I don't have to take it out because everyone's so worried. So it's an amazing thing. And it's really true when you've got a product that can do this and that. You know, we featured the bug bite thing, which I carry with me. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I featured them a few times on TV.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you know what? Love her. I was with a friend who wound up with a splinter. And I said, wait a second. And I grabbed my bug bite thing and sucked the splinter out where we could now pull it out. You know, little bitty things like that. And, you know, to me, the bug bite thing, it's a $10 product. And it's
yes.
something you should have in your bag because it takes the itch and the sting out of any kind of bites. But again, for something like that, where you need to be able to get that little bit of suction in that tiny little space, you know, you never know. So you were saying a little bit about tips, watching what you're wearing. How else can you find ways to appeal to a Dawn's Corner where you're going to wind up reaching out? Or are you happy when people reach out to you?
I like a little bit of both, to be honest. I mean, I love going in person to the shows and seeing how people set up their booth. And they're so passionate because a lot of times the owners are there to kind of tell me their story of, you know, how did they think of that? Or, you know, you look back at yourself. I mean, come on, we all wonder, who thought of the pool noodle? You know, you just kind of let there go, my gosh, it's a multi-million-dollar product. You know, why didn't I think of that? And I always am able, it never surprises me. Every few months, I look to myself and go, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's just such a brilliant, fun product. And I love to spotlight. I tend to even do some segments more than twice a year on products founded or created by women. I think that that's where we can talk about a lot of mompreneurs and things like that. And it's actually amazing at a lot of, because I'm very surprised when a lot of national companies reach out to me. And it's so great now to see that a lot of actual founders or creators or scientists of brand are actually women. you know, or like you said, that mom that is a stay-home mom and that has a child and that just something triggered her to create something out of a necessity and a need. And if she needed it, so did another mom. And
right.
I love all of that stuff. So I welcome people reaching out to me. You know, I do my best to attend all kinds of shows and expos, like I said, and online events that I can go to. I go to the Oscars and the Emmy gifting suites because everyone wants to know, you know, what are the celebrities getting and gifting? And you'd be surprised too at the amazing foundations that are there that have great products that they've created and the many products that people, even if your product's not double duty, does your product give back? You know, what else is there about your product that makes it a little bit special or it might, like you say, be interested to everyone? So somebody may look at your stadium bags or a guy may go, oh, that's just for my girlfriend to go to the game so that she can, you know, carry her stuff and get through security. Well, but no, then it's for men when you say, oh, but it can be used as a computer bag. Oh, it can be used as this. Then you start to also capture other people's interest. And one thing that I think is really important for people to understand, or if you're a mompreneur at home, practice. When I talk to a lot of people, I will call them and say, just for the heck of it, do me a favor and explain to me, and I'll hit my timer on my phone, your product in 60 seconds. Let's just pretend we're on a radio, we're going to win $1 million, and in 60 seconds, you have to tell me about your product. 9 out of 10 people talk for a minimum of 3 minutes, not even realizing it. And then when I kind of tell them, when you're on TV or in order to capture an audience, I have about 45 seconds. So that's kind of where the work begins and people start to learn that, you know, sometimes they're not always graced with the time that you and I are having right now on this podcast. You know, I have to talk about Dory's stadium bags in 45 seconds and hit the fact that it's great for men, women, kids, whether you're going to a baseball game or whether you're traveling or whether you've got this new job that you're going through security and they need to see everything in it. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I really work with people to try to understand, you know, what's the one important key about your product that I need to know? When you're at a beauty show, it's great to talk about ingredients, but if on TV I'm talking about all these type of acids and formulations and hydrolyzed, you know, molecules, I've lost your interest. All I want to know, is it going to tighten my skin? Is it going to firm? Am I going to look younger? Am I going to look better? Am I going to feel better? Is that product going to get rid of my zit? If I put those socks on, you know, when I'm traveling, is it going to help my swelling? You know, I just want to know how this is going to make my life easier or better or enhanced. So I love what I do. I can't even believe I get to do it. I was always a product junkie. Great shopper online. I think I help stimulate the economy on a regular basis, even though I do have 2 8-foot closets full of product that I have friends come over and shop in, or that I donate every like between 3 and 6 months to different organizations that I give back to of leftover product that, you know, generous clients have sent to me. But I really like what I do, but I think it's just like anything else, just like how you researched your product to develop it. You want to research the people that you're working with and partner with them on who's actually going to be talking about your product. And people come to me because I've been doing this for 10 years and featuring over 350 products a year. I've been on the magazine side, and I've actually just recently, I'll be announcing probably this month, so you're going to hear it here first, I've actually even teamed up with one of the number one digital agencies that was just voted one of the go-to digital agencies, to be able to offer people that come to me to work with me a full service approach of other opportunities to really get their brand out there, from the inception of the full social media side to the TV side to everything in between.
How exciting. What a great way to end this segment, because now we're going to have you back. As you get in that.
Exactly.
This is part one, everybody. So as we're wrapping up, Dawn, let everyone know how to reach you and what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, first, in order to check me out and see what I do and learn a little about me, just go to dawnscorner.com. That's D-A-W-N-S CORNER.com. My Instagram handles, my Facebook handles, everything can be found on my website, but my Instagram is shopdawnscorner. You can also see a preview of a lot of my TV segments there and the different stations that I work with. My YouTube channel, I've had over thousands of views on that. It's Dawn's Corner TV that you can check out. But if you're confused because I've given you too many and you're just in the car cruising and can't write it down, if you just remember dawnscorner.com, you know, you can check it all out there. You'll even see pictures of my dog, Josie, for being a first-time fur mom on Instagram as well.
How fun. And all the links will be live on our Blog Talk Radio page. But again, when you go to dawnscorner.com, all of her social media is going to be there. Dawn, thank you so much. We have been trying to make this happen for a while, so
yes.
I am thrilled that you have shined here in our business spotlight because there are some really great products and women that we have shared on this show that I need to introduce you to because they have a great opportunity with you.
Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure, and thank you. Thank you for making things like this affordable for people to move their business forward. Because it's the scariest thing to do to make that investment in your business because it is an investment. If you see this as an expense, you're not ready. This is an investment in what you are doing and you're worth it. So Dawn, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. I really appreciate it. I really do. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. We're going to say thanks to Altwell.com for being our show sponsor. You can go to altwell.com, use the Altwell Mom for your 25% off your first order. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.